Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Melinda.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you guys as well. You know, I started this weekly thing with you guys in 2020.
So wow.
This is going on 6 years. Our weekly visit.
Jiminy. How about that?
Christmas.
How about that?
5 years has flown by.
It sure has. We're really proud to have you on. Hey, by the
Amen
way, before we dive into all the things happening over Hot Springs with ABC and Good Morning America and Daybreak with Ryan, I don't know if I mentioned Roger or Josh. The boot was on Jeopardy yesterday.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier.
Earlier, so I can't remember if we did or not. Melinda, how about that? The boot made it to Jeopardy. I never watched. I'm not smart enough to watch Jeopardy, but that was cool.
Finally, a question on Jeopardy. I think I would have gotten right.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to try to get you a good copy of that straight from Jeopardy so that you'll
have it
for your archive.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, tell us, we saw Ryan Houston yesterday, host for Daybreak with you, over with his orange jumpsuit.
Hammer time.
MC Hammer. you couldn't miss him, and I guess has he had a good day over there this morning?
He has so far, yeah. He texted me right away and said, Melinda, I wore the wrong thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, I had on an orange tracksuit because he just thought he was going to walk around, get a lay of the land, get ready for today. And suddenly he's with Stella and his wife. You know, I'm sure they were dressed up. He said, I felt like an idiot. And I said, I'm sure you're fine. Yeah. But this is all part of Good Morning America's 50 states in 50 weeks. So they are going to a different state each week, and they're going in the order that the state joins the union.
Gotcha.
So I know you guys love history. Arkansas was the 25th state. We were right there in the middle. So that means they're halfway through, and they're going to wrap it up on July 4th. 2026, which will be actually the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States as well.
Nice,
so that's
nice.
All going to be pretty cool. They're in Oaklawn. He's going to talk about all the other great things, especially the Murfreesboro Trader Diamond State Park, along with everything at Hot Springs today.
I saw the preview. So have they had him on? Is he going to be on camera talking with the folks from Good Morning America? Is that the way that works?
That's exactly right. Some of the states, they've actually sent, you know, some of the big wigs from Good Morning America there. But this time they said, hey, let's just use our local ABC guy to talk about it. So Ryan got the call. He went and got the haircut. He went and got a new outfit. So he is on there, I think, this hour off and on. So switch over and watch that while you're listening to the buzz. And you'll see Ryan. They've got a big crowd of Hot Springs people around him waving and doing the Good Morning America thing with him. So it's a lot of fun.
How are you feeling? I mentioned on the air that you were having some tests run. Are you feeling good and got good results, or do we know yet?
Don't really know yet. I've actually talked about this more with you guys than I have at Channel 7 because, you know, you're my family too. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Still kind of looking into some neurological things I'm having. I've shared with you guys before. That my voice kind of started changing a couple of years ago, and I knew something was up. So I'm sort of being investigated for possible early multiple sclerosis, which a ton of people have.
Right.
I've been talking to people. So I had to have the name of this is so terrible, a spinal tap done this week, just like the movie. This is Spinal Tap, and this is a real thing. And the procedure itself wasn't as bad as I had it built up in my mind. What's been bad is the headache that you get afterwards because it kind of messes with the fluid. So it's weird. Every time I lay down, I'm fine. When I sit up or stand up, I kind of get a headache. And the doctor, you know, I know you call the hog when they're putting you out. You don't go out for this. So I talked the whole time. And the doctor had never seen the movie Spinal Tap, because I'm sitting there quoting the movie and saying, this one goes to 11. And he had no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm like, if you do Spinal Tap all day, you got to watch this. Of course, that was Rob
Reiner. Of course. Yes, yes, you've got to do that.
I mean, that's the only line I know from the thing, and I've watched, tried to watch it to... I haven't seen it all uninterrupted. I was doing other things.
I need to watch the whole thing,
too. You can't watch it for the first time and be background.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious because I love that ensemble of actors.
Yeah. By the way, too, your voice, we love your voice no matter how it comes out. Like, this is one of our favorite clips that we'll play forever, even after we're gone. Somebody will continue to play this wonderful clip. Roger, go ahead.
Eddie's hands, heart is still what I did wrong.
Eddie's
hands were always gentle.
There was always love. Love the song.
Don't you ever change, Melinda. Don't you ever change.
I won't.
Melinda, I woke up this morning, and I don't know what was wrong with my app, but it had rain all over the state of Arkansas at 3 o'clock this morning. And when I went outside expecting it to be a wet driveway, nothing was out there. Now it is now. Was it just falling and not hitting the ground that early?
Yeah, basically it was evaporating. So it was in that mode early morning when it's detecting the moisture in the upper levels. But it's been so dry that most of that was evaporating before it reached the ground. So probably about that time, the only rain reaching the ground was west of us.
Okay.
But I don't know if you guys have been outside the studio or looked outside. It's starting. We're seeing that light rainfall here too. So it can be a little bit of a trick when you're looking at radar. You're right. It looked like it was raining everywhere, and I had to change mine to a different mode so that it showed just where it was actually raining.
Transfer portal opens today. We'll visit with Danny West here in a few minutes to give us his thoughts on what's happening. I saw some comments by Richard Davenport today, but crazy day in college football, next couple weeks, that is. So we'll see. What did you think about all the games yesterday, the playoff games, and, of course, Miami and Ohio State, New Year's Eve, but some surprising outcomes, huh?
I tell you what, I mean, I think Notre Dame certainly can say, hey, it should have been us instead of Alabama with three losses, because it just didn't look like Alabama was supposed to be there. And, of course, I saw that someone picked Alabama on the Oakland app as well. Sorry about that. But, I mean, what kind of bizarre world are we in when Indiana is good at football and not so great at basketball, you know?
Yeah.
And man, the SEC, I guess as much as I hate it, I got to pull for Ole Miss the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's going to be the greatest irony in the world would be that Ole Miss wins the national championship. Could you believe? Would you believe it?
That would be awesome.
It just would be on so many levels. It would just be hilarious if it happened. I tell you, I don't know if anybody can beat Indiana. Let me tell you what. That was a decent that was a good Alabama team, not a great Alabama team, but a good Alabama team. They just destroyed them. I mean, other than the first series or two, I don't know if anybody can stay on the field with them. What we are seeing happening at Indiana is so remarkable for him to be able to do this in 2 years. I mean, to go from horrible to dominate everybody, number one, Heisman Trophy winner. It's the Cignetti story. As he said yesterday on the stand, he goes, they could make a movie about it, and they probably will one of these days.
It's almost Rudy-ish.
That's true, and I didn't realize that his brother is his backup quarterback. I didn't realize they have two Mendoza brothers play, so we'll see how well the younger brother does. Maybe next year, perhaps.
Got to hope the Razorbacks take care of business tomorrow. They play Tennessee, 2 o'clock. Bud Walton should be hopping. I tell you what, I think we feel a lot better going into conference play this year than we did last year. I know, obviously, after five games, we're feeling, you know, we'll feel a lot better, I'm sure, than what we did last year. But are you optimistic, feel good about the game Saturday?
I am optimistic about the game. You're right, it was such a slow start. We had so many losses last year, but I think year two is going to be much greater. I think the fact that we've already taken on some pretty good teams already just shows that they're already battle-tested, already seasoned, already starting to gel. So, yeah, I feel good about it. And, you know, is this our final 4 year? I'm going to hope so.
I hope that's the case, Melinda. You still got Coach for Kids going on, correct?
We sure do. It is going until January 7th. We love to take it on in past Christmas because we know everybody's so busy during the holiday. Mm-hmm. But, hey, maybe you got a new jacket or coat for under the Christmas tree from Santa. And so that means one needs to go. And probably some are hanging in there that you're not using. So it goes all the way to next Wednesday out there at Arkansas Surgical Hospital. I just went out there a few days ago. The bins are right when you walk in the door. And then there's also some in Russellville and some other places around the state. So just get those coats, wash them if you don't mind, get those $20 bills out of the pocket or leave them in. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And we'll get those to our house, and they're getting them all around the state to people who need something. We sure appreciate everybody. We've taken loads back to our house already.
Well, Melinda, let's keep our fingers crossed for a great 2026. Glad to have you and Mark as friends, and looking forward to you doing you're starting year number six with us. Is that right?
Yeah. That's correct. 2020. You know, Tommy was about to retire, and you said, "Hey, why don't you come on maybe once a week, and we'll do a little bit more with you." And I was just so honored that you did, that you let this weather girl talk weather and sports on the radio. And a huge thank you to my sponsor this whole time, Sanders Ground Essentials. I was walking out in the backyard on one of these warm days, and I said, there it is. It's gone dormant.
Yep.
But
yep.
It looks so thick and healthy. Yep. And that yellowish brown, and there's not a weed in it, and it's all because of Sanders Ground.
Melinda, did you mow yours? Have you mowed yours in the last week or so?
No, I haven't mowed it. We mowed it probably several weeks ago was the last time. So okay. Are you still mowing?
No. I was because I've got a neighbor, my neighbor, Ben. He had his boy out there, and I don't know, cutting some of the dormant. Now, he didn't scalp it like we'll do in the spring. He didn't do that. He just chopped it because it is thick. I mean, mine is, I was telling Kyle not too long ago that it's thicker than I remember it being. I don't know what it is, because I know that they try so many different things. They keep on top of those things. But my grass this past year was as thick as could be, so I know it's going to be flying like crazy come May, which will be here in a few weeks, it seems like. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's dormant. I love it. I don't have to touch it. If I do anything, I'll look to see for the weather the next few days. Let me do a little pruning that I need to do to get that out of the way. But I marvel and love the dormant grass. Because I don't have to touch it right now.
All right, Melinda.
Don't forget about those grubs. Don't forget about the grubs and army worms, too. I had the grubs a couple years ago, and Sanders is making sure I don't have any of that business going on.
All right, have a great weekend. Oh, by the way, Melinda, what was the? I'm going to let Roger guess.
Oh, here we go, Melinda. Watch this.
Melinda says she's got the list of the top five weather stories of 2025. All right. I want you to guess, Roger, what you think number one was.
Ooh, of
the
Arkansas?
Weather in Arkansas. It'd be Arkansas, right, that you're talking about, Melinda, right?
Correct, in Arkansas. Yeah. What was number one?
Come on, weatherman Roger, let's go.
Only thing I can think of is I'm thinking of a flood, but that was in Texas.
We had one day that when there were like 15 tornadoes that hit all over the state, three people died. That was, is that it?
That's correct. That was March 14th, by far the number one weather story, because we had 14 tornadoes. Two were EF4s. That was the town of 56. That was Oil Trough, Diaz, and then there was an EF3 in Cave City, and that's the one where we had three fatalities. So it was a historic day as far as tornadoes. That was March 14th of last year. About a year ago, we had snow. That was number five on the list, January snow. We had like 8 inches of snow last year in Little Rock. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we won't have too much of a crazy weather year this year. We'll talk to you next week. A Happy New Year, Melinda.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Melinda. Happy New Year.
Go home.
So let's take an early break. Let's go ahead and get to Danny West so we can have a few extra minutes with him.